So, shall we move on to Dimetrodon? This is Lycanthrope's buddy David, who is on bass, and he sings, and he plays electric guitar, and I thought his singing sounded a lot like James Owens. Did anybody else get that?
I didn't get that, huh?
You can't hear him super well, because, you know, the vocals are all buried, and I think we've had conversations about EQ before, and, you know, things are panned pretty wide. There's, like, a sort of crappy-sounding electric guitar, and by crappy I mean sort of abrasive-sounding. And then there's this sort of an acoustic-sounding guitar on the left. And you'd think that would just leave the center wide open for the vocals, but the vocals end up buried. I think JB mentioned that there's some EQ problems. Like, you think it's like the mid-highs of the guitars that are just stepping all over his vocals?
I don't know if that's what's stepping on his vocals. I just noted that I hated that with a passion.
Yeah. And that was that's what killed the tone for you.
I would just hate the electric guitar tone. Everything about it was just terrible. The panning was terrible. I said it was making my eyes cross, and I meant that literally because I was listening to it and going, oh my God, what the fuck? And then I just think it was the levels. The levels are wrong, and that's burying the vocals, right? So I couldn't make out the vocals. But all of that would have been fine if that vocal performance would have been compelling to me, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
I wanted that guy to be screaming those words. My comment was, I want him screaming the words like he's got my neck in his hands and he's shaking my head back and forth. That would have been freaking great. And we would have all just ignored the tone of the electric guitar. We'd have ignored all the levels and all the panning and said, holy fuck, this is awesome. Instead, we're like sitting here discussing his guitar tone and discussing his panning decisions. Not that that's easy, right? That's the hardest part, is to get that performance right. And it probably just didn't occur to him that there's an alternative way to actually perform this. But if he's going to do it again, this should be a screamo song, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vocal melody itself is a little monotonous, I thought. And it's got this simple sort of punk quality to it. So if you're going to go that route, then go that route. So, no, I agree. I did like the real guitars. You know, I always, well, this is a Lycanthrope song, right? I mean, when it comes right down to it, because you say that it's his friend, but it's both of them collaborating on this song. And it's good to hear sort of guitars in a Lycanthrope song, even though it's not a Lycanthrope song. I didn't think that they were always on the beat, though, the guitars. I thought it was a little bit sloppy. I thought the drums got totally lost in the mix during the chorus. And I thought it was strange, you know, it was nice to hear them come back during the verse. But, you know, if you listen really hard, they're in the chorus. It's just that they're just overwhelmed by everything else so that you can't hear them at all. And then, you know, this is the first one that we're going to talk about with the lyrics. It's an odd take on the title. And again, I was hoping for more celebratory songs, but this seems to be kind of taking the position that, you know, presenting an edgy or flamboyant outer appearance is maybe being a poser, maybe superficial, and that you can be transgressive or revolutionary without superficial displays, where I might argue that that is an especially conformist sort of a position to take itself. And I get it that, you know, punks and bikers can be seen as having their own kind of conformist uniform within their own circles, but, you know, it's different. And just trying to punch down at that isn't in itself particularly valid criticism, I think.
Yeah, I also thought, you know, there could have just been some just little things that they could have done to make the chorus stand out a little more. Like, everybody seems to tend to want to double the vocals on the chorus. They could have done that. That would have helped. Even just some minor backing vocals or a counter melody or something on the chorus, I think would have really helped as well. But you got to give Lycanthrope credit. This is the first time he's ever recorded an electric guitar, I think. They just put an amp in front of the guitar speaker or the cab. So, you know, kudos for Lycanthrope for doing that. And he was like, I think he asked on the boards, like, how do you record electric guitar? And, you know, I've never done it either. We do all of our stuff through direct in, or most of our stuff through direct in, and then we just apply amp sims and cab sims to it. So
yeah, some of our earlier tracks have microphone in front of the amp.
Yeah,
but that's, we don't, I can't be bothered anymore.
But that's how you record an electric guitar with an amp. You get the sound that you want, stick a microphone in front of the amp, turn the gain way down so it doesn't blow out your mic, and then that's the sound that goes in the box. There's a lot of tweaks and stuff that you can do with positioning that microphone and which kind of microphone you use, but many people just have one kind of microphone. They don't have a bunch of choices. So just stick whatever you have in front of that amp and see what you get.
Yep, and that's what they did, and they got something kind of harsh and abrasive on the high end.
Do better next time.
Yep.
But I agree with you about the lyrics. These lyrics are bullshit, man. I don't really listen to lyrics while I'm listening, but now I'm looking at them on the thread, and I say they're bullshit, and I mean that, but I can see this is a message that you hear a lot from one outsider to another, right? Like, I don't have a uniform. You guys have a uniform. You've got the biker uniform. You've got the skater uniform. You've got the, you know, whatever. Everybody has a uniform on, and everybody's trying to be a little bit more unique than everybody else. But what's the point? Why bring people down just for trying to fit in with some kind of group as a human being? And they say, you know, these lyrics say subversion comes from innovation. But I mean, the truth is that the spark of subversion comes from innovation. But eventually, if it never becomes mainstream, then change doesn't occur, right? We would not have gay marriage today if it hadn't become or approached the mainstream. If it just right. was this kind of outlying thing forever, and it was beautiful and unique, and that's not how the world changes. Everything that you want to occur has to start somewhere, but then it has to spread to everybody or it won't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, do you anyway. Guys want to move on to fuck these lyrics, man. What's that shit with William McKinley getting shot? We won't go into that.
We should make it clear. We know who Leon Czolgosz is.
Yeah.
Is that how you like, pronounce that? It's like CZ.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But we know who that was. Yeah. And if we didn't, we have freaking Google, so...
Yeah, Wikipedia says he was an anarchist.
Don't be saying that what's up with this line does not mean that we don't know who that is. I hate that. People are like, you don't know who... That's a pretty good historical reference in these lyrics. I think it's a little bit too obvious for my taste, and I've written a whole bunch of these historical kind of songs. But anyway.
I was this little aside, I was totally planning on cutting it, but now I have to leave it in.
Right. We've certainly been accused of writing Wikipedia songs before.
Yeah, I like writing Wikipedia songs. I do that a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
My Wrath of God is a complete Wikipedia song.
Yeah. Yeah, our, let's see, Rat Brain, our Crustacean Stretch Receptor. That's the Guy Fawkes. Yeah.
This week I'm in Porcupine, and my Porcupine is a Wikipedia song. So, yeah.
Cool.
Totally into that.
All can't hail wait. Wikipedia.
Yeah, and we probably won't have to wait very long. It'll probably be out right away.
Yeah.
All right.